Julie Jung moved to Salt Lake City, Utah a few years ago, and while she was out hiking around the Great Salt Lake one day, she saw a sign.
And it says, there's only two animals that can survive these really salty waters.
Immediately, she wanted to prove the sign wrong.
Challenge accepted.
Jung, a biologist, was working on her postdoc.
I had just joined a nematode lab. Nematodes are everywhere. If anyone has seen Dune, I think they're like the real-world inspiration for the giant sandworms in Dune.
Nematodes are mostly microscopic, with a reputation for sticking it out in harsh environments.
People had found nematodes in all these crazy places, miles underground in a South African gold mine in McMurdo Valley, so some of the coldest and driest soils on Earth in Antarctica.
So Jung and her team got to work.
It's so salty.
We take little shovels full of soil and we put them in like takeout containers. That is what we learned is like the most convenient to take home samples because they don't leak as much.
I never thought of that. At first, there were no signs of worms when they looked under the microscope. But then they switched up their methods and pulled samples from different parts of the lake.
And when they got back to the lab,
we were like still covered in salt. All our pants were like cardboard at this point because it had all the salt on it had dried. But we were still in lab, dirty and sort of stinky at 9 p.m. But we found our first worm and got super excited about it.
That's right. Sitting in a petri dish was the third species able to live in the Great Salt Lake.
They are, in my mind, adorable. They're usually smaller than 1 millimeter even, so you can see it with your naked eye, but a microscope is very helpful. They are often fuzzy and kind of covered with bacteria.
But this warm and fuzzy worm looked different. So different, Jung thought. It could be its own species of nematode.
To prove it, her team spent 3 years collecting and sequencing as many of the worms as they could find.
So we basically took a lot of really beautiful photos of this tiny, teeny, tiny worm, collected all this evidence to say, hey, like, there's no other worm that has this character.
And once the evidence panned out, they also had to name it.
It's a big decision, I guess, if it's your first new species, what to name it.
Jung and her colleagues spoke to tribal leaders of the Northwest Band of the Shoshone Nation, whose ancestral lands cover the Great Salt Lake. They named their nematode after the Shoshone word for worm, Wa'abe.
And so that's what we decided what the species name would be. So Diplolaemaloides Wa'abe.
Today, Jung's a professor in Utah at Weber State University, but now she has another title as well.
A worm discoverer, yes.
Oh, yes. You're listening to All Things Considered.